Peace be with you. This is what Jesus said when he appeared in the midst of his disciples. We see here three different meanings of peace be with you, as Jesus would say this to his disciples. First, it is Jesus' greeting to his disciples. We don't usually greet people this way, but perhaps it was how they greet each other. Peace be with you. It is Jesus' greeting and his announcement of his presence. Jesus telling them, I am here. Second, Jesus was commanding his disciples to be quiet and to be still, because they were rejoicing when they realized that it was Jesus who was in their presence. Jesus was saying, be quiet, be still. I have something to tell you. And he told them, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. I'm pretty much sure there was instruction after that, so they needed to be quiet, to be still, and listen to Jesus. The third, which is the most important, is that Jesus was telling them to be free from disturbance. There was much disturbance for Jesus' disciples. The disciples were afraid of the Jews, the reason why they were in a locked place. They were afraid of the Jews. They were disturbed. But there is also another kind of disturbance that we see in the gospel. The unbelief of Thomas, his lack of faith. Thomas wasn't able to connect the dots. Thomas was not able to reconcile what Jesus was telling them when Jesus was still alive through his preaching, life, and deeds to his passion and death. Because of this, Thomas could not believe that Jesus has risen. This is the threefold peace of Jesus. He is present, be still and listen to him, and be free from disturbance. One example of those who received the peace of Jesus is in the first reading, because they believed in Jesus' presence in their lives, because they have listened to him in the silence of their hearts, because they let themselves free from the disturbance of the world. They were able to live in harmony with their fellow believers. It did not disturb them to sell their possessions and share it with others. Nothing disturbed them. They had joy in their hearts, and when they praised Jesus, when they celebrated the Mass, it was with sincere hearts. They were truly at peace. Now this Easter, we take to heart what St. Peter said in the second reading. This is important for all of us. St. Peter said, God gave us an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It is kept in heaven for all of us. This inheritance is safeguarded by our faith, and the salvation will be announced later in the final time. So rejoice that we have this inheritance. It is God's promise for all of us. But St. Peter said, although now for a little while, you may have to suffer through various trials. At this time, we need the peace of Jesus. We have to realize that Jesus is always present in our lives. Knowing that Jesus is present in our lives, we need to be still to listen to him. Let us listen to Jesus. Let us listen to the church. Jesus is always encouraging us, giving us hope. Jesus is telling us through the church. And finally, we rid ourselves of disturbances. We have a lot of disturbances, from temptations of the flesh to disturbing worldwide events. Let us be at peace, the real peace that we need. The peace of Jesus.